Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we're so happy to see you guys.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Peter, is it easy to say you are sorry to someone?
Ooh, that's an easy answer. No, it's not easy to say, I'm sorry. I think it can be difficult sometimes, and I think we'll learn about that today, right?
Yeah, it can be difficult because some people don't want to admit that they're wrong. Well, let's learn more. Here's Peter with our Read It.
There is trouble at the TV station. Linda can't go to see a play with Alex. She has to cancel. She has an important meeting tonight. Rob needs some charts for his program. Taylor forgot to make them. Susie needs a list of professors to interview. She needs it as soon as possible. But Ben didn't make the list yet.
Apologizing. This is something we should all do. When you apologize, you are saying that you are sorry. But it's not an easy thing to do. So why is it not easy?
Well, I know sometimes when you have an argument with a friend, you don't agree. Maybe you're still angry with them. It's not easy to say you're sorry.
That's true. And we all make mistakes. And it's not easy to admit your mistakes. Well, before we learn more, let's go to Christina. She needs to show us our keywords.
Hello, 你是不是曾经有答应别人的事，可是却忘记了呢？今天 Linda 就忘记了跟 Alex 的约定，她只好说 I have to cancel。动词 cancel 就是取消，因为 Linda 有一个重要的会议，所以只好对 Alex 爽约了。She has an important meeting。会议就是 meeting。还有 Taylor 也是，他答应要帮 Rob 做一份图表，可是却忘记了。图表是 chart。She forgot about the chart. Susie 请 Ben 帮她列出一份受访教授的清单。She needs the list of professors. 教授就是 professor. 可是 Ben 到现在还没做。Susie 说 I need that list as soon as possible. 形容词 possible 就是可能的。As soon as possible 就是尽可能的快，尽快。
Hey, Linda, are you excited about the play tonight?
Play? What play?
The Mousetrap, remember? We talked about going last week.
Oh, yes. Is the play tonight?
Yes, it is. You were excited about seeing it.
Oh, Alex, I have to cancel. I have an important meeting tonight.
What?I already bought the tickets, and they were expensive.
In our lessons today and tomorrow, we will see our friends doing different things. But as we all know, life doesn't always happen the way we want it to go.
That is very true. We make plans and something happens.And then the next time, someone cancels, or they forget to show up. There is a misunderstanding.
Yeah, so it is very important to know how to say sorry. So as we look at what happens to our friends, pay attention to how they talk about saying sorry.
Yes, saying sorry, or explaining why they can't do something.We usually don't just say no. In another language, there are more gentle ways of doing this, right?
That's right. So Alex and Linda are going to see a play tonight. The play is called The Mousetrap. Oh, how exciting! I love seeing plays. They are so much fun.
and I have seen this play before. You go to the theater to watch them. There are actors and actresses. They act in the play. This play, The Mousetrap, is about a mystery.
Ooh, interesting. Well, we shouldn't be too excited about this play, you know?
Why shouldn't we be excited about it? Our friends are going to see the play, right?
I'll tell you, but first we need to visit Christina. Hi, Christina.
Linda 居然忘记了她跟 Alex 去看表演。Alex 说 ,You were excited about seeing it. 你要去看表演你本来很兴奋的啊。句型 ,someone is excited about something, 表示某人对某件事感到兴奋期待。我们来看看例句。They are excited about the holiday. 他们对假期感到很兴奋。或者 ,I'm excited about the new job. 我对新工作感到很兴奋。
Thank you very much, Christina. So, Peter, we shouldn't be too excited about our friends going because Linda has to cancel.
Oh, no. When you can't do something with a friend, a polite way to say you can't go because of something else, you say, I have to do this thing. Well, friends, we have to move on. Let's go to this next conversation together.
There you are, Taylor. Did you make those bird watching charts for me? They're for my interview today.
Oh, Rob, I forgot. You need those charts today?
Yes, Taylor. My interview starts in 20 minutes. How could you forget?
I was really busy this morning. Carol gave me extra work.
Well...I need those charts for my program. What am I going to do?
So this is something else that is going on today. Rob and Taylor work together in the studio. Taylor is helping Rob with his show.
Rob asks her, Did you make those bird-watching charts for me? They're for my interview today.
But Taylor forgot. She didn't remember. Those charts are really important. Charts are pictures. Charts are pictures with information on them. They help us understand that information.
Hey, Peter, I think you forgot something. Do you remember what time it is?
No, I'm sorry. What time is it?
How could you forget?It's time for our
calendar phrase.
How could you forget?
How could you forget?
你怎么能忘记呢?
When is your birthday? It's today. How could you forget? When is your party? It's tonight.How could you forget? What's your favorite cake? Chocolate! How could you forget? How old are you now? Hey, I'm not telling! Why not? I'll probably forget!
How could you forget?
How could you forget?
你怎么能忘记呢?
Well, thanks for remembering, Marie. How could I forget the calendar phrase?
You'll remember next time. Well, Rob is a little upset. He needs the bird-watching charts. Taylor is a little surprised and asks, You need those charts today?
We could say, Do you need those charts today?But right here, we don't have to start the question with the word do. It is a shorter way of saying the same thing.
And yes, Rob needs the chart today, and very soon. His interview starts in 20 minutes. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Rob 说20分钟之后就要开始访问了。My interview starts in 20 minutes. 因为我们中文说20分钟之后，所以很多人会用 after 20 minutes. 可是这样是不对的哦，要说 in 20 minutes. 这个重点我们以前说过，不过因为有很多人都会弄错，所以要再一次提醒你。我们来练习造句，比如说我三分钟后就要出门了。I'm going out in 3 minutes.爸爸十分钟后就到家了。Dad will be home in 10 minutes. 三天后就可以完成。We can finish it in 3 days. 这种时候都要用介系词 in.
So when something happens in an amount of time, make sure to begin with that word in. In 10 minutes, in 1 hour.
That's right. Well,When you are busy, I think it's easy to forget things. Marie, when is it easy for you to forget things, or what do you forget often?
Well, when I'm really busy, I forget my purse when I'm in a restaurant.
Oh, sometimes when I leave the house, I need to remember my keys, my wallet, other things like that. I'm in a rush, so I often forget one of those things.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Well, let's not forget our break. We need to take one right now. Don't go away.
So our friends are going to have to say sorry today. Now, Marie, when you feel sorry, like really, really sorry, how can you do that? How can you show you are sorry?
Well, first I will say I'm really sorry. And then I will give maybe my friend a gift, such as a cookie or some flowers. And hopefully they will accept.
Oh, that's a nice way to say I'm really sorry.Well, friends, we're sorry. We're out of time. We need to go to this next conversation. We can watch it together.
Hi, Ben. Did you make that list of professors we can interview?
No, not yet.
Ben, I need that list as soon as possible.
But you said, if you have time this morning, try to make the list.And I didn't have time.
I was being polite. I needed you to make the list this morning.
Then why didn't you say that?
So remember, today we are seeing our friends doing different things. But as we all know, life doesn't happen the way we want it to go.
That's very true. Susie and Ben are talking.Susie needs help from Ben. What does she need Ben to do?
He needs help making a list. Well, I make lists all the time. I make a list called a to-do list, and it is all the things I need to do.
Oh, I make a grocery list. It helps me remember all the foods I need to buy, such as bread, milk, and eggs.
Well, let's talk about this list in the conversation. I think there is a misunderstanding between Ben and Susie. Susie thinks that she asked Ben to make a list of professors.
Professors. Professors are teachers at colleges and universities. And it seems like this list is important to Susie. She will interview these people.
But...Ben has not made the list. Why is that? Susie did ask him. She said, if you have time this morning, try to make the list. And that's today's grammar point. Let's visit Rebecca.
Hey, friends. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, it's that time when we get to learn a new grammar point. If you have time...day, try to do something. For example, if you have time this week, try to see that movie. Or, if you have time today, try to call the doctor. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So this is a polite way of asking someone to do something.
We don't usually ask someone to do something by just telling them, make the list, or please make the list.
Yeah, that would not be right. We say, if you have time, try to make the list. Or, if you can, help me out this afternoon. This is more polite.
Right. All these ways are correct. It's just a more polite way of saying that. But sometimes we are too polite. The other person doesn't understand what we mean. This happens all the time.
Yes, and it is important to be polite. But it also is important to make sure the other person understands what you need. All right, friends, we learned a lot, but right now we need to review our keywords.
Here's the first key word. Cancel. Cancel. Let's cancel the party. No one can come.
Meeting. Meeting. Let's have a meeting about the project.
Chart. Chart. Make a chart to show everyone's job.
Professor. Professor. That professor teaches at the college.
Possible. Possible. It's possible to finish the job today. And it's possible for you guys to practice these keywords. I know you can do it. All right, friends, let's take a look back at the conversations one more time.
Hey, Linda. Are you excited about the play tonight?
Play? What play?
The Mouse Trap, remember? We talked about going last week.
Oh, yes. Is the play tonight?
Yes, it is. You were excited about seeing it.
Oh, Alex, I have to cancel. I have an important meeting tonight.
What? I already bought the tickets, and they were expensive.
There you are, Taylor. Did you make those bird-watching charts for me? They're for my interview today.
Oh, Rob, I forgot. You need those charts today?
Yes, Taylor. My interview starts in 20 minutes. How could you forget?
I was really busy this morning. Carol gave me extra work.
Well, I need those charts for my program. What am I going to do?
Hi, Ben. Did you make that list of professors we can interview?
No, not yet.
Ben, I need that list as soon as possible.
But you said, if you have time this morning, try to make the list.
And I didn't have time.
I was being polite. I needed you to make the list this morning.
Then why didn't you say that?
Ginger, we need to talk about tonight.
Oh? What about tonight?
Well, the piano concert is tonight.
Oh, yeah, the piano concert! We're going tonight! I almost forgot.
It's easy to forget. I forgot I have an important meeting tonight.
Yeah, and I forgot I have to wash my face.
And I forgot I have to interview a professor.
And I forgot, I have to climb a tree.
And I forgot I have to make some charts.
And I forgot
I have to comb my hair.
Ginger, what are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
I want to cancel. Yeah, let's cancel.
Yeah, let's cancel. Want to go to the movies?
Sure. Let's see what's playing.
Each day, I usually take the bus, but traffic is so bad today, and I am in a rush.
I'm in a rush.
Taxi off the MRT, I wanna know what's the best for me. Taxi off the MRT. Taxi off the MRT, I wanna know what's the best for me. Taxi off the MRT.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a taxi. A taxi has a higher fare, but they will take you anywhere. The MRT is faster too, so I wonder what I should do. Taxi on the MRT, I wonder what's the best for me. Taxi on the MRT. Taxi off the MRT, I wonder what's the best for me. Taxi off the MRT. I don't wanna be late for work, I wanna be on time. I don't wanna be late for work, I wanna be on time. I don't wanna be late for work, I wanna be on time. I don't wanna be late for work, I wanna be on time. Taxi off the MRT, I wanna what's the best for me. Taxi off the MRT. Taxi off the MRT, I wanna what's the best for me. Taxi off the MRT. Taxi off the MRT. Taxi off the MRT.
Oh no, I might be late for work.
Friends, thank you for joining us on today's show. So, is it a bad thing to be too polite?
Well, first, it's not a bad thing to be polite, but being too polite, you don't want to do that.
Well, I guess when you're working with other people, they need to understand you, and you need to understand them. Sometimes it's just important to say what you mean.
Yeah, it's important to try to understand each other. If you feel the need to say sorry, say it in a polite way so the person understands.
Well, that is very important. And we hope to see you tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.